Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, let's return to events in the Middle East. In a moment, we'll be going live to Jerusalem with Alistair Bunkle of Sky News for the latest. But first, we want to talk to economist and markets commentator Justin Urquhart-Stewart about the effect of the weekend's attack on world trading. Justin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, yes, absolutely.
We know an attack of some sort was expected. The scale of it, though, did it take the markets by surprise?
Well, they knew it was going to be significant, but no one, I think, quite realised that they were talking about 300 missiles of different types. And, of course, the fact that the majority of them seem to have been stopped, which is obviously an encouraging move. But what it means is it's taken, I suppose, level of nervousness up another notch. Although the missiles, as I said, didn't get through, what it's meant is Iran now taking more direct action. Therefore, investors, almost at the moment, it's rather a quiet, deadly hush at the moment, because no one's quite sure which way it's going to go next. There'll be another Israeli reprisal, so they say, although the Americans are trying to pull them back. But it's still going to be very unstable. You would think the oil price would shoot up, but rather surprisingly enough, the oil price has actually gone down. So at the moment, people are actually, in terms of investing, they're happy to stay in cash at the moment, or it's those defensive stocks where they feel greater support, and that may be government stocks, but also things like, well, the defense companies themselves, actually making sure the machines of war, they, over the past few months, not surprisingly, have done extremely well. And probably likely to do so as more demand. So it's a nervous market at the moment, trying to work out which way to go.
So when something like this happens, is the reaction instantaneous? Do you see investing stop and then move to those areas that you've just mentioned? Does that happen today and tomorrow?
It's interesting. Often you will see a knee-jerk reaction, which is normally the wrong reaction, as people take fright over something. But here there are too many variations, whether you're dealing with the Middle East, what's happening in Ukraine, issues with regard to trade and China, and, of course, a rather unusual situation in the American election as well with Mr. Trump. So all of those things are adding to nervousness, but you can't really point to any one thing. So at that stage, the markets are holding back. But perversely, if that's all negative, the positive is the American economy is doing rather well. Even in Europe, you know, our economy in Europe is actually slowed down, but certainly in the Republic, you see the economy still growing, lower and slower, but still growing, which, considering all the issues you've seen affecting the world economy and European economy, actually, I think is quite remarkable, a sign of resilience. But I suspect at the moment, just a little bit of nervous resilience.
Justin, thank you very much. Justin Urquhart-Stewart there. Well, let's go to Jerusalem now and speak to Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. So we have the Israeli War Cabinet meeting again in the next couple of hours to discuss a possible response, Alistair. What do we know about how likely they are to respond and what that response might look like?
My gut feeling right now, as of Monday morning and what, about 36 hours after the Iranian assault on Israel, my gut feeling is that they will feel compelled to respond. What I don't know is how that response will take shape and when it will come. Now, we can speculate on it, and Israel has a number of options that it could pursue. Having said all that, they are and will be under a lot of diplomatic pressure from the US in particular, the UK as well. You know, these allies who helped them out on Saturday night will put them under pressure now not to take it any further. And that pressure might count. It might be telling. But I think that the inclination of the Israeli war cabinet is to carry out a response. I don't think they've yet decided what or how.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think the Israeli public will feel about this, about going toe-to-toe with Iran? We know that the support for the war in Gaza is still very high. This is different, though. And what is it likely to be like? What is the chat likely to be in Israel about this?
Iran is a country that calls Israel Little Satan and has many times threatened to wipe it off the face of the earth. So when you are Israeli, and that is the context, you are very fearful of what Iran wants to do, and so therefore very supportive of your government and your military in protecting you. Now, whether that is taking on and challenging Iran directly, you know, assassinating nuclear scientists, for example, taking out senior Revolutionary Guard commanders, or whether or not it's taking on Iran's proxies like Hezbollah or Hamas. The Israeli public are generally pretty supportive of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, they will be. The prospect of war with Iran is very concerning, and there will be concern. This is not Hamas. It's not even Hezbollah. It's a much bigger deal. But I think they will support their government in whatever the government decides to do. And I think that if you did a straw poll, I speak to Israelis, I live here, I speak to Israelis the whole time. I think if you did a straw poll out on the streets, most people would think that Israel should hit back for what happened on Saturday night.
So you mentioned the fact that the Americans are saying to Israel, you know, hold back here, take the win. And they've also said that they won't join in any retaliatory strikes on Iran. Now, how is that likely to inform the decision in Israel about what to do next?
What the Americans need to do is they need to remain by Israel's side, but also make it abundantly clear to Netanyahu and his war cabinet that the military support that has been there for Israel all along, but was evident on Saturday night, that military support is there to defend Israel. It's not there. It's there to stop a war from starting. It's not there to give Netanyahu a reason to start a war. And it goes without saying that the West does not want a new war to start in the Middle East and does not want to be dragged into it. And so the US should have quite a lot of leverage on the Israeli government. The only thing is that Netanyahu has repeatedly and pointedly ignored Biden over the last 6 months. And so I don't think we can take it as a given that he will necessarily listen to what the US president advises him.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting for us to talk to you, Alistair, because as you say, you live there, you live in Jerusalem. What's it like in particular since this happened over the weekend?
It was a very difficult night on Saturday night. It's a very strange experience when you know that an attack is on its way. And you don't know where it's going to hit and how much of it will get through. I mean, you know, professionally, that is what I've done for a job in many countries around the world, Ukraine, here, etc. It's very different though when you live here and you've got your family here. And that is what Israelis would have been experiencing. So I don't think anyone had a lot of sleep on Saturday night, and Sunday felt like everybody was just trying to digest what had happened. Things are getting back to normal. Schools have been given the green light to reopen. And so life feels a bit more normal here. Bear in mind, they have a much higher threshold for incoming missiles than we do in the UK or Ireland. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that, you know, it's a part of life, but frankly, you know, it is something that almost all Israelis have experienced at points during their life.
But it must feel like a place very much on the edge now, even more so than before.
Of course, and everybody's looking at when the next thing might happen. I don't think anybody thinks really that Saturday was the end of it. Maybe it will be. Maybe Israel will take the win, as President Biden has advised them to do so. I just don't think many people think that is what's going to happen. The general assumption is that Israel will retaliate in some way, and there will be an escalation of sorts. Now, whether that escalation can be contained and not result in an all-out war, of course, people will hope that that is the case. But I think people are very on edge. And it's been more than six months of war. There's still a residual trauma from what happened on October 7th, for sure.
Of course.
There is still a major, major hostage crisis going on in the country. There are almost 100,000 people Israelis evacuated from Israel's northern border with Lebanon. You know, this is a country in a real state of crisis at the moment, and now this on top of it.
All right, Alistair, until we talk again, thank you very much. Alistair Bunkle there from Sky News. Now, coming up next on the programme, we're going to hear the best places in the country to take in a sunset stroll. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.